This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamotu, MPR. If you enjoy this MPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Kia ora, I'm Hugh, and you're listening to my quasi-weekly podcast, Hugh's Featured Tracks. This is a look back at the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on the Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. Without further ado, let's hear the first of those tracks. More New Zealand music from the New Tracks compilation this morning, and this is just kind of pure sugar pop, really. I was drawn in by the whistling at the start and kept around by an unexpected level of jazziness in the vocal delivery, more kind of willingness to bend and mess around with things than you would necessarily expect with this. This is a tune from Prince, which is the musical alter ego of Alana Prince. She is a Kiwi electro-pop singer. There seems to be a pretty significant amount of traction behind her because she's working with people of the caliber of Drax Project, who co-wrote this song that was produced by House of Wolf in LA, and also had mastering from a globally recognized engineer called Pierre-Olivier Couturier. So, you know, there's some heavy ammunition coming to bear on making sure that this thing is ear candy and just kind of tickles all of the bits of your brain that a song possibly could. But that said, you know, it's a perfectly acceptable example of the form, and sometimes I like to just play you a little bit of pop music on this feature music spot, just in case people feel like all they ever get is dua indie twanging. Sometimes it's nice to add a couple of spoonfuls of sugar to something. The song itself is sort of fantastic retelling of a forbidden relationship. Goodness knows why it's forbidden. I mean, that's part of the fantasy, isn't it? But that is where from derives the title. Keep it on the low. Here it is.
Don't mind if I stay high. Gotta get back on the road. My dark side says that you've been here before. Down on the low.
I'm not afraid to die.
Something that probably couldn't have existed before the internet age is a band where all of the members are in different towns. I mean, you know, you hear stories of people playing each other stuff down the phone, and I'm sure that an established band in the olden days could have mailed each other tapes. And, you know, many things are possible in many ways. But for a band who aren't yet established kind of publicly as a unit, I can't imagine that functioning without the immediacy of the internet. That doesn't seem to me like a thing that would work. So today's featured track comes from Dateline, who are the writing project of Katie Everingham. I believe she is a past member of The Beths, a band for whom I have an awful lot of time. And she is based in Hastings and joined by three members of sort of indie rock royalty. Callum Devlin from Hans Puckett, various other bands, Priya Sami from Bub and the Sami Sisters, and Ruby Walsh from Lips, Trip Pony, and various other things, all of whom are based in Auckland. They have a new song on the New Tracks compilation for June. It's called Do It Right and comes from their forthcoming debut album, Dumb for My Age, which is due in late August. You can hear various tracks from that album and pre-order it if you would like to at their Bandcamp page, which is dateline.bandcamp.com. The track that I'm going to play is the one, as I said, that's on the New Tracks compilation. It's called Do It Right. It's a great big rock stomp. I like it. There's a really cool trick where you can you can hit a really obvious riff, and then you can just do it a lot, and repetition builds legitimacy, and it's neat. The trick that they're pulling here is a very specific, you know, play a thing down a semitone, down another semitone, bring it back up a semitone, which you will recognize as the same underlying principle, not the same riff, but the same underlying principle as the famous riff from Come As You Are by Nirvana. Anyway, the song itself is called Do It Right. It's got a neat kind of hand-drawn, hand-painted animated video made by Sports Team, who seem to be basically everywhere that New Zealand musicians are making interesting music videos these days. So I know if you can search for Sports Team and find all of the people they've made videos for. If you can, you should, because you'll find a lot of interesting stuff. Right now, though, here are Dateline with the song Do It Right. If you like it, you can find dateline.bandcamp.com. You can get their previous releases and pre-order this new album, Dumb for My Age, which, as I say, is due out in August. Right now, here's the tune.
If everything's as cold as ice, why do people think I'm so nice? I'll keep turning out that light. If you've gotta do it right. Stuck on something I used to be. Now I'm too tired, I just go to sleep. I'll keep turning out that light. If you're gonna do it right. I'll keep turning out that light. If you're gonna do it right. Mm-hmm. highway. God, I miss it every single day. So I will set that bridge alight. If you're gonna do it right. I will set that bridge alight. If you gotta do it right.
Christchurch four-piece There's a Tuesday have a new EP out called Boy Scout. It's a six-track EP. And if you're a regular listener to this Featured Music Spot, you have already heard about 50% of it because I've been featuring tracks as they come through on the new tracks compilation, and about half of the EP has been released as a single that-a-way. You can get the EP at their Bandcamp page if you would like to. That's a thing that I always recommend doing because that way the artist gets a bit more money. Right now, though, I'm going to play you yet another tune from the EP, which I got in this case from the new tracks compilation. I have actually got the whole EP on air because it came through another avenue as well. But right now, here is the song. It's called Girl at Night, and that probably focuses the mind in some very specific directions. Incidentally, and entirely unrelated, there's a very good Iranian-American kind of dreamy, low-budget horror movie called A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. It's about sexy skateboarding vampires, and it's very good. The reason that I mention it is just it picked its title for much the same reason that this song did. There's a very specific vibe of a girl alone at night, which channels some fears that the band describe as universal amongst Wahine. And in fact, they go further in an interview and say that they hope that the song can spread awareness and spark conversations because nobody should have to feel scared in any situation. So, you know, that's worthy. And the song itself is all of the things that you already like about There's a Tuesday, if you like There's a Tuesday. It's dreamy, spacey indie rock. Lots of cunning use of particularly chorus-type effects. And a really kind of soulful and affecting lyrical bent that goes in an interesting way with the kind of dreamy feel that can sometimes make you a bit detached from what's going on. But I guess one of the things that really appealed to me about the last There's a Tuesday song I featured was the way that it could be kind of dreamy and emotional at the same time, kind of emotionally honest despite kind of the floaty, dreamy stuff. And that's what's going on here as well. You know, they use the kind of dreamy repeated line thing to land on I don't want to be a girl at night. And that's a vibe. That's a kind of oppressive vibe. Anyway, I hope you like the song. If you do, you can get it along with the rest of the EP Boy Scout from their Bandcamp page. You can also find a video for this song on YouTube if you would like to. Here, There's a Tuesday with Girl at Night. We'll be right back.
be home.
Eagle-eared listeners to this featured music spot will have been able to determine my musical vintage more or less by the sorts of things that I tend to like. And one of those things which certainly dates me in, and, you know, I am unashamed in saying that, you know, makes me happy whenever it comes back, is the incorporation of bits of jazz into hip-hop and rap beats. That was a thing I really liked about 90s hip-hop, is the emphasis on pulling bits from jazz. I just found that the sounds that they tended to use to then build beats out of lent things a particular atmosphere that I really enjoyed. And so whenever it happens again, it makes me happy. And that is a thing that is happening with today's featured track, which also has a bit of an interesting story attached. So this is Big Seema featuring Boomtown and Nazarene, I think. There's two other guest artists on it anyway. A track called The Student from a coming album called Stereotypes of a Polynesian Misunderstood, which is out at some point this year. It's not entirely clear when. Big Seema is a guy who kind of had a run at a music career and then packed it all in because he had a kid and it, you know, he needed to go full-time dad mode for a while and shut everything down, kind of in the face of not having had a huge amount of success and traction. And he was brought back into the game by kind of a chance meeting at his birthday with his longtime friend, Tiki Tane, a useful friend to have if you would like to have a career in music in New Zealand, one would think, who said, you know, anytime he wanted to get back into anything, he should drop by his studio, Tiki Tane's studio, and he could work in that studio for free. So he put together, you know, a couple of new songs and ended up with not just Tiki Tane, but luminaries like Lawton Cora singing backing vocals on some of his stuff, which is, you know, that's really cool. That led to a track called Back in the Day, which got a bit of traction back in 2019, I believe. And he has a new track, as I say, on the New Tracks compilation, which is from this upcoming album. So the track itself it has a neat video, which you can find on YouTube. Just a kind of super, super lo-fi, low-budget video of Big Seema rapping with the guest artists just kind of standing next to him in a little studio room. I don't know. I kind of like that approach to video making. It's neat. The song itself does that thing I like with rap that coincidentally pulls a lot from jazz. If you like it too, why not go check out Big Seema? More things coming from him soon, I bet. Right now, here he is with the song The Student.
Yeah. champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham ones. Thinking back to the days that I ran from, sick of telling everyone the reason that I can't come. I was in the days that I touched like a phantom. Funny, I was running out of luck till I had none. I remember stuffing all my clothes in a bag, trying to grow like the rose in the crack. Every rap that I wrote brought me closer to closing the chapter. I suppose when I rose from the ass like a phoenix, cause I found purpose, cause I found reason. No days, day change come with the season, but you gotta hold on tight and believe it. Make peace with the past and embrace all your demons. One day you gon' see the light and then everything's gon' be alright. Live my life by the same code. Young cats catch my drip, better take note. I was like you coming out to the state home every weekend in the club with the same clothes, huh? And the same old fitted cap, double chin strap, full of gas, trying to spit a rap. Better than anybody off the top, no written. Used to wait till I hear that one line and flip it. Looking back, man, things were different. And wasn't even really about my business. All the insignificant shit we did to get gigs is it for, man. We were next to get signed. Just a wannabe scribe. Head to the side, backpack full of rhymes. And I guess back then, man, that was the vibe. No fantasy land, just back to a life right now.
You've been listening to Hughes Featured Tracks, a quasi-weekly podcast put together from the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi, O Ngā Tangata, or Manawatu. If you'd like to listen to the backlog of episodes for this podcast, you can find them along with all of our other locally made shows at our website, www.npr.nz.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.